Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin. We left off in Daf Lamed Vav and Beis. We started the sugya of Breira yesterday, and the entire daf today continues the sugya of Breira. Most of it focused on particular Tanayim and whether they hold of Breira or not. So first we're going to discuss whether Rabbi Yehuda relies on Breira. Again, Breira means retroactive clarification, that even though at the Shas Maisa, when you do something, when you try to make something take effect, the Metzius is not yet clarified, but later on it's going to be clarified. Can you make that retroactively clarified? Will it then be Chal? So first we're going to discuss Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Breira, then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Rabbi Yossi relies on Breira, then the Gemara is going to begin a discussion whether everyone relies on Breira for at least Dinim Midrabanan, and in that context we're going to bring up the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, whether Rabbi Shimon relies on Breira. We're going to have a Stira in Shitas Rabbi Shimon and many different resolutions to that Stira. Today's Shira is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So let's go back a little bit to our to Amar Rabbi. That's a good starting point. The first words on the line are Amarav Alam Vavam Beis, about 10 lines, 8 to 10 lines before the end of the page. So now the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do rely on Breira, but there are many places in the Brises and Mishnayos where it seems to be that according to Rabbi Yehuda we do not rely on Breira. So says the Gemara, Amarav Lesal Masnisin Midetani. Our Mishnah must be incorrect because of the Braisa that Ayo taught. Because in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. Because it says if two Rebbeim come from the two sides of the city, you can make the Tanai that the Erev should be Chal the Mafreya from Erev Shabbos in whichever side you decide to go to on Shabbos. That's retroactive clarification. That's Breira. Whereas in the Braisa of Ayo that we're about to quote, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. What does Ayo say? Ditani Ayo. Ayo taught a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masnal Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. A person is not allowed to make a Tanai about two Chachamim coming the next day, one coming on the east, one coming on the west, that he's going to be able to choose tomorrow which one to go to, because by choosing then, it's going to be Huvar Adav L'Mafreya, that the Eruv on that side of town is his real Eruv. No, you can't do that. Ela Im Bachacham L'Mizrach, Eruv L'Mizrach, Im Bachacham L'Marav, Eruv L'Marav, Aval Kadu L'Kal. No, if there's one Chacham who's coming to town, and he knows that he wants to go greet that Chacham, and he's just not sure which direction the Chacham is coming in, good, that he's allowed to make a Tanai, that whichever side the Chacham is coming, that's the Erev that he wants to be operative. But if there are two Chacham, and he's only going to decide on Shabbos which Chacham he's going to go here, so then it's not going to work, because we do not rely on Breira. So before answering the question, before discussing whether Ayo is more authoritative or the Mishnah is more authoritative, the Gemara says, well, wait a second, how does Ayo make any sense? How does Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda make any sense? Maishna l'kanu l'kandalo. Why is it that when there are two different chachamim coming in each direction, that does not work? De ein breira, because that would have to rely on breira, and we don't rely on breira. L'mizrach l'marav nami ein breira. If you have one chacham and you just don't know whether he's coming to the east or the west, we also should be subject to breira, because during Bein HaShemoshos you don't know whether the Chacham is coming on the Mizrach or coming on the Mariv. So it's only on Shabbos that it's Huvrar which direction the Chacham came in, and now you need that to work L'mafreya for the Erev to be operative during Bein HaShemoshos. So having such an Erev work is also relying on Breira. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, no, Kvar Ba Chacham. The Chacham had already come at that point. The Tanai about Chacham Echad is not talking about where the Chacham later shows up on Shabbos, and now it's Huvra that's the direction you want the Erev to work in. Now the Chacham had already been there, you just don't know about it, you don't know which direction the Chacham is already at, but he's already there, so it's already Huvra when Shabbos starts. It's just that you don't have that awareness of it at that point. So that's why Ayo is against our Mishnah, because apparently, according to Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Breira. So says Gemara, but wait a second. If you have a Mishnah that goes against the Breisa, why would you just automatically say, oh, it must be our Mishnah is wrong? Yeah, Adraba, Leisa Leda Ayo, Mimas Nisin. Normally, we would say the opposite. We would say that let's reject Ayo, because we have a Mishnah, and a Mishnah is stronger than a Breisa. So says Gemara, Lo Salkadai Tach. Nah, you can't say that we reject Ayo based on the Mishnah. Da Shamina Le Rabbi Yehuda De Las Le Breira, because there are other sources where Rabbi Yehuda also does not hold of Breira, and therefore must be that our Mishnah is the one that is that's inaccurate. Tosa Rosh raises the question, L'chora, a Mishnah is not only better than one Breisa, a Mishnah is better than multiple Breisas as well, because the Mishnah is always extremely meduyak. So Rabbi Yehuda, about the Lokeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim, which we're about to quote, is also a Breisa, so the Gemara should not have rejected our Mishnah from two Breisas either. So Tosa Rosh suggests that the Breisa that we're about to quote of Lokeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim is a Breisa that's considered like a Mishnah, because Rabbi Meir is quoted in that Breisa the way he is in the Mishnah. So you see that Breisa has a very precise girsa, and therefore it's as powerful as a Mishnah. So because there's a girsa question over here, is the next word ditnan or ditanya? But in all likelihood, it should really be ditanya. That's what Tosfos points out in Dibra Maskil Ditnan, because the Mishnah in the 7th Perek HaDamai only quotes Rabbi Meir, who's matir. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, that aser, that are quoted over here, aren't mentioned in the actual Mishnah. So this seems to be a Breisa and not a Mishnah. So anyway, so says Gemara, we do find another source where Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do not rely on Breira. Where's this other source? The Tanya. We have a Breisa as follows. A person buys wine from a place where Kutim live, and Stam Kutim are not mafresh trumus and maestros, so the yayin is becheskas tevel, and you have to be mafresh trumus and maestros, but you don't have any kalim to be mafresh trumus and maestros into. You don't have enough jugs to pour the wine into. So how can you be mafresh trumus and maestros? Omer, what you could do is you can just make a declaration. Shnei lugin shani yasa da hafresh, the two lugin that I'm going to separate out from this kli of the 100 lug that, let's say, I already have in this kli that I've purchased, harei hein truma. That's going to be truma gadola. Truma Gadol is supposed to be the average Truma Gadol is 1/50th. If you're very generous, it's 1/40th, the Mishnah says. If you're less generous, 1/60th. So we'll pick a good round number. So it's two Lugin for 100 Lugin that I bought. That's going to be Truma Gadol. Asara, then there are 10 Lugin, or 10 portions. It's not 10 Lugin anymore, because the Meiser is going to be 10% of what's left. So it's really 9.8. But Asara Meiser Rishon, then 10% of what's left is going to be Meiser Rishon, Vitisha, and then 9 of that, then 9 Lugin, 10% of what's left after that, is Meiser Sheni, is going to be Meiser Sheni. Umechal, then you could be Mechal the Meiser Sheni on money, because why would you rely on Breira for the Meiser Sheni? You don't need to rely on Breira, you could just be Mechal it on money, and then you could take care of the Meiser Sheni problem. But as far as the Truma and the Meiser Rishon, you haven't actually physically been mafresh anything. You're saying, oh, one day I'm going to take out two lugin from this, and now meyachshav, that should already be considered the truma, and therefore whatever I'm drinking right now is not the truma, and whatever I'm drinking right now is not the ma'aser rishon, because when I'm mafresh it later on, that's when it will be huvra or the mafreya that what I am mafresh has been the truma and the ma'aser rishon the entire time. V'shosam yad, and you can rely on that and drink right away. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. So Rabbi Meir very clearly and very strongly relies on Breira. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, Rabbi Yehuda's on the list of Tanaim that Asrin and that do not rely on Breira. So you see that we have this other Breisa where Rabbi Yehuda rejects the concept of Breira. So between Ayo and this Breisa about buying Yayin Mibein HaKutim, we see that Rabbi Yehuda rejects Breira, and therefore our Mishnah must be inaccurate. Now Kutim are people who, a nation that the Melech Asher brought to the Shomer Shomron in Eretz Yisrael, in the place of the Aseres HaShvatim, that they were sent to Galus. The Navi tells us about this in Malachim Beis, and there were lions that were killing them because they were Ovid Avodah Zaris. They were punishment of Shemayim, that lions were killing them, and they were Megayir because of the Pachad of the lions. But there's a Machlokas Tanayim in the end of Maseches Kiddushin, whether they were Gerei Emes or Gerei Arayos. Was their Gerus only done, because of the fear of the lions, and therefore there was not Chal. But even if you hold Gerei Emes, in the later generations, we made Takanos that they had a din of Goyim L'chol Devrayim, because they weren't observing the Halachas properly. So Rashi says that the Mishnah is talking about, this Mishnah must be talking about, or this Brisa must be talking about, before they made the Gezerah, Ta'aser Yayin Shel Kutim, and therefore there's no Isser of having the wine, meaning what's going on over here? Why are you being Lokeach Yayin Miben HaKutim? You're not allowed to buy wine from Goyim. That's Stam Yenam. So Rashi seems to assume that this is before we made any special Gezeros against Yayin Shel Kutim. However, Tosos points out that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who are mentioned in the Brisa, hold that Kutim are Gerei Arayos. That's clear in the Gemara Menachos Tav Samach Vav. So Lashitasam L'chora, the Yayin of the Kutim has a din of Stam Yenam of Nachrim, which is Yayin Nesach Midra Banan, and you don't need a special Gezerah to Aser Yayin Shel Kutim. So Tos suggests that even according to their Shita, their wine did not become Aser before they made a particular Gezerah against it, because even though they were Gerei Arayos, they are different than other Goyim in the fact that they were observing the Torah Shebichsav and they were not being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it was only at a later stage in history when we made a particular Gezerah against their wine, only then did their wine become Aser. But prior to that, the wine did not become Aser. So that's the case of Lokeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim. Now, Tosos also raises another issue over here. We're trying to give the authoritative view on whether Rabbi Yehuda holds of Breira or doesn't hold of Breira. We have our Mishnah's version, we have Ayo's version, we have the case of Yayin Mibein HaKutim. Tosos points out, we also have other places in Shas where Rabbi Yehuda chimes in on his Shita about Breira. There's a Mishnah in Gittin, Dafayin Gimel Amal Aleph. A guy says, Hareza Giteche Mesi Michalizeh. A person says, this should be a get if I die from this illness. And the Gemara's Medaik, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he dies from that illness, it's a valid get, that it's Nisbarer, that he was Roy Lamus Me'osu Choli the entire time, and therefore it's relying on Breira. So the Gemara says, you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. The Gemara says it explicitly in that context, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, where the quotes of Braisa, that Baba Kama Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph, that you say that anything that the Anim will pick today should be Hefker. And Rabbi Yehuda says the Hefker is going to be Chal, because there's Breiren, Huvar Adav L'Mafreya, that whatever was supposed to be picked that day will end up being Hefker, and the Hefker is going to be Chal. L'Mafreya, back to when you still had it in your Rashus. So why does our Gemara reject and flip around the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah because of this Lokeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim Braisa or Mishnah, whatever you want to call it, and why doesn't it reject the Lokeach Yayin Mibein HaKutim source? Because you have a Mishnah over here, you have a Mishnah in Gittin, you have a Braisa in Baba Kama, you have three sources that suggest in the other direction that Rabbi Yehuda does in fact hold of Breira. So that's Tosus Kasha. So meaning that our Gemara doesn't give a thorough presentation of all of the places where Rabbi Yehuda actually discusses Breira. So Tos says that you have to be mechalik between Tola B'das Atzmo, where Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira, like over here, you say, I'm going to choose tomorrow which place I want to go to, or Lokeach Yayin Bein HaKutim, where the two lugin that I am going to be mafrish, versus Tola B'das Acherim, where Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. So the Mishnah in Gittin, you're told to get Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaChayim V'amavas, Tuluyim Bo, right? That's what we certainly know, that this time of year, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses who lives and who dies. It's not Tola B'das Atzmo. You're told the Bedas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Baba Kami, you're told the Bedas the Aniyim. The Aniyim are the ones that are being malakate. So in such a case, it's never open for discussion. In such a case, where you're told the Bedas HaKherim, of course, Yesh Breira. That's how Tosla suggests, that you could be mechalik between the two cases the Gemara doesn't bring, and all the cases the Gemara does bring over here. The Ramban says differently. The Ramban disagrees with Tosla and holds that the Gemara over here is muchach, that we're not mechalik between Tol Bedas Atzma and Tol Bedas HaKherim, and you have to say that the Gemara Gemara over here holds that the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is that if you say Hareza Gitek May Esha Ani Ba'olam in Macy, that it is a valid get even if you hold Ein Breira. Meaning the deal that the Gemara makes in Masechus Gittin, oh, you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira, says the Ramban, nah, our Gemara must assume that does not rely on Breira, because it's as if you're saying that the get should be Chal Me'achshav, and as soon as you say Me'achshav, it's no longer going to be a situation of Breira. But what does Ramban do with the fact that the Gemara in Gittin explicitly says that this very much does have to do with Breira? He says, yeah, the Gemara in Erevin, there's a lot of arguing on the Gemara in Gittin, and it's Machlokas HaSugyos, whether that Mishnah in Gittin is really a Breira issue at all. So that's why our Gemara doesn't bring it, because our Gemara does not believe that that Mishnah even belongs in the discussion of Breira. So that's one approach. We have Ayo against our Mishnah. So the first approach is our Mishnah must be wrong in its presentation of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and Ayo must be right, because we have this Lokeach Yayin Mibein Akutim, that's the Kosova Shlishi, that's Mechriya Beinayim, that tells us that Ayo is correct, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Ostrim tells us Rabbi Yehuda rejects Breira, so Ayo must be correct. Ula Amar, no, lesa la ayo mi masnisin. If you have our Mishnah's presentation of Rabbi Yehuda that we rely on Breira versus Ayo's presentation of Rabbi Yehuda that we don't rely on Breira, I'll take the Mishnah over Ayo. The Mishnah is correct. What do I do? Vel Haduk Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrim. What do I do with the Braisa / Mishnah that we just quoted of Lokeach Yayin mi ben Akutim, where Rabbi Yehuda's on the list of people that do not accept Breira? So Ula Zuzi Zuzi Katani. Ula didn't learn it as Rabbi Meir against the world, that it's Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. Rather, he had the girsa in that brisa, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, period. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrim. He had Rabbi Yehuda siding with Rabbi Meir. So in his version, Rabbi Yehuda does rely on Breira. So that's the Kosova Shlishi. You have Ayo against our Mishnah, and you have Rabbi Yehuda, who in fact, and then you have Lokeach Yayin Ben Akutim, where Rabbi Yehuda follows the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda does in fact rely on Breira. Tos HaRash raises a question in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, that Lechora, the Gemara, could have said that according to Ula, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is Breira at least by Dinim Derabanan, but not by Dinim Minat Torah. That's the Chilik, the Gemara in Beitza says that's what we actually paskin like, that we rely on Breira for Dinim Derabanan and not for Dinim Daraisa. So when it comes to Erevin, which is Derabanan, if you assume that Chumin are Derabanan, like the Gemara said yesterday, you come to Erevin, that's Derabanan, so Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira, and that's our Mishnah, as opposed to Lokeich Yayin Mibein Akutim, we could have just said, that's a Din D'Oraisa. So by a Din D'Oraisa, he's not going to rely on Breira. So Tosa Rush raises that question in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, why don't we just give such a simple answer? So Tosa Rush suggests that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yisr Chumin and Dinei Erevin that emerge from the Yisr Tchumen are also Minat Torah. He elaborates on why we assume that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that they're also Minat Torah. Now, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, who hold that Perus of Kutum or Chayiv and Maestros only Midrabanan, so the Kasha of Rabbeinu Meir is not a Kasha at all, because Lokeach Yayin Mibein Akutim turns out to be only a Din Derabanan also. So they are talking on the same level. Everything's on a Derabanan level, not on a Daraisa level. Okay, that concludes our discussion about Rabbi Yehuda's Shita as far as Breira is concerned. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yossi as far as Breira is concerned. So we just mentioned Rabbi Yossi. We had Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Shimon Ostrim. According to all versions of that brice of Lokeach Yayin B'men Akutim, Rabbi Yossi is firmly in the camp of Ein Breira. Right? So now says the Gemara, wait a second, the Sav Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira? Do you mean to tell me Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira? I'll bring you several other sources where Rabbi Yossi speaks about the topic, and some of which indicate that he holds Yesh Breira, some that indicate that he holds Ein Breira. So let's see where Rabbi Yossi lands. V'sav Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira v'atnan. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Kinim. Maseches Kinim about a woman who's a Yoledes or a Zava. She has to bring Shtei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yonah. She has to bring a pair of birds. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shtei Noshim Shalachos Kinein Be'eruv. Now that is confusing, that the Gemara would bring up a Mishnah that uses the word Eruv over here when Eruv has nothing to do with Eruv. Be'eruv just means that it's a Taroves, that they that they mix all the, they pull all their money together and they buy two sets of birds. Nothing to do with Eruv. Kinim has nothing to do with Eruv. So two women that put all their money together and they buy two kinim. Each kan is a pair of birds for their karbanos. So they put all their money together, but they didn't determine which kan is going to belong to which woman. Oh, shenasnu d'mekinei, and this is the girsa l'kohen, or they give the money for the kinim bishutfus to a kohen in order that the kohen will purchase the right birds and will bring it for them. Ezish yirtza kohen, so whichever one of the kinim the kohen wants, yakriv ola, he'll bring as an ola. And two birds obviously as an ola, one for woman A, one for woman B. Ezish yirtza yakriv chatos, and whichever other two birds he'll decide, he'll bring as a karban chatos, one for woman A, one for woman B. So according to Rabbi Yossi, apparently yesh breira, and that's why we say huvra adavr lemafreya, that the ofos that the kohen decides to bring for this woman as an ola and for this woman as a chatas are hers, and the shnei ofos that he's makriv for the second woman are hers. Because if there's no breira, it could be that the of that he's makriv for one of them really belongs to the other one. So he's being makriv l'shem bailim acherim who are not the balei a karban, and a karban that's brought for someone who's not the bailim of the karban, the bailim is not yotzei yidei chavaso. So certainly by a chatas, where it's absolutely possible, not only not yotzei yidei chavaso, the whole karban's going to be possible. So must be from this braisa, it must be that from this mission rather in kinim that we're relying on breira, and that's Rabbi Yossi against what we saw in the braisa of lokeach yain ben akutum. Rabbi Yossi holds ein breira. So answer Gemara, amarabba hasam kisha hisnu. Now Rabbi Yossi really holds ein breira, like the braisa of lokeach yain. The reason by the two women that buy kinim in partnership with each other, that the kohen could choose whatever he wants, is because we're talking about a case where they specifically made a condition between them that whatever bird the kohen is makriv l'shem, one of them should belong to her. Well, then what's the chiddush? If they made a beferusha tonight that the korbanos are talim and whatever the kohen chooses, so of course you're allowed to do such a thing. The kohen, of course, is allowed to choose. So kamashmal k'drav chista. No, the great chiddush that it's telling us is the chiddush of Rav Chista, that after they buy the four birds together, they divide it up into two kinim, and they want that each from each kan there was going to be a chatas and an ola for one of them, and that's what they say, that since they were mechalik the ofos to two kinim, the kohen cannot make one kan into two olos for the two women, and from the other kan two chatos, because they've already divided it, and once you divide it into two kinim, I want this kan to be a chatas and ola for one woman, and that kan to be a chatas and an ola for the other woman. So the Mishnah is telling us that since they didn't do that at the moment of purchase, even though after purchasing they decided to divide it in that way, the Kohen is still able to decide to use the animals however he wants, to use the birds however he wants. Why? Dam Rav Chista eina kinin misparshos ele iba l'kichas bailim ibas yas Kohen. That there are two critical time periods during which kinin can be identified as an ola, as a chatas, and that is only at the time of purchase. When you buy the ofos, you could say that I'm buying this l'shem chatos and this l'shem ola, or at the time that the kohen is being makriv. But sometime in between, the women are going to say, okay, we have these four birds, all right, that's one kan, that's another kan, we can ignore that entirely, it's still up to the kohen. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush is not about breira, because we're talking about where they made it tonight to be tala b'das kohen, so it's not an issue of breira at all. Kinim in general, there is no Masecht of Gemara of Maseches Kinim, but we do know that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that Kinim and Pischei Nida are hein gufei halachos. Kinim are very complicated halachos and involve a lot of cheshbonos. Somehow it made it into the cycle of Daf Yomi, so we do spend a total of 3 days on Maseches Kinim, which is not enough time, obviously. The Rashi to Magen Avos just points out that it's a Masecht in Seder Kachim that has three prakim, but there's no Gemara Bavli, there's no Gemara Yerushalmi, but you find it all over Shas. You have a little bit of Maseches Vachim, a little bit in Perek HaTarovas of Maseches Vachim, in Perek Chatos HaOf of Maseches Vachim, a little bit over here, Maseches Erevin, in Maseches Nazir, in Harini Nazir. You have it all over Shas, a little bit here and a little bit there, but that also further complicates it, is to be able to gather it together and figure out the topic of Kinim. But anyway, so that is proof number one in terms of Rabbi Yossi's shita about Breira. So now the Gemara says, still, I got another proof. Vakati sov Rabbi Yossi ein Breira. Do you still mean to tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds ein Breira? Vatanya, but I have a brisa that says as follows. Ama aretz that if you have an Ama aretz who doesn't have any nemanos about maestros, shamar lechaver, that it says to a chaver, someone who's yirei shemayim, who is neman about maestros, the chaver is going to the shuk to buy some food for himself, and the Amaret says, "Kachli aguda achas al yerek o gluska achas. Buy me some vegetables, buy me some bread," and the chaver buys from people who are not neman about trumos and maestros, meaning from Amei Aretz, where the produce would be considered demai. But he never specifically says what he's buying for himself and what he's buying for his friend, the Amaretz, who sent him to go shopping. So eino tzarech la'aser. He does not have to take maestros, the chaver does not have to take maestros off of that which he gives to the Amaretz, even though a chaver is not allowed to sell peiros she'enem mesukanim to an Amaretz, but over here he didn't buy it for himself. He bought it for the Amaretz. But whatever he's giving the Amaretz might be the chelek that he bought for himself, and now he's just confused them. So it's ki'ilu he's selling his own food to the Amaretz. No, we're not choshish for that because yesh breira. It'll be hover adavr lemafreya that whatever he delivers to the Amaretz, that's what he bought for the Amaretz originally, even though at the time of purchase he didn't put that divider on the conveyor belt and say, no, this is mine and that's the Amaretz. He never divided it. He just put it all together. And later on, it was decided what he was going to give to the Amaretz. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. That we rely on Breira. So the Chacham say, no, we don't rely on Breira, and therefore you do need to take Maisos from whatever it is that you're going to deliver to the Amaretz. So you see that Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breira, unlike in this Breis of Lokeach Yarmi Beit Akutim. So says Gemara Epoch, you have to switch the gears in the Breisa and say that Sarech La'aser Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, and therefore you do need to take Maestros, and the Chamimom remains Sarech La'aser. Flip it around. So Tashma, the Gemara says, I'll bring you another Raya about Rabbi Yossi Shita when it comes to Breira. This is Raya number 3. Ha'omer Maestros Sheesh Li Bebesi Mechul El Sela Shetal Biyadi Minakis. A guy says, the Maestros Sheni that I have in my house should be Mechul on whatever money I pull out of my wallet. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechulol, that it works, and right away you're allowed to eat the peiros b'taras chulin, and when you later pull some money out of your wallet, it will be mispara, davar l'mafreya, that money was the money that the Maaser Sheni was Mechulol on. So you see, yesh breira, if it was ein breira, it wouldn't work until you actually are pulled it on the money. So Epoch, says Gemara, switch around the gears in the braisa, em Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo chilel. That Rabbi Yossi says lo chilel, because Rabbi Yossi in fact holds ein breira. Oh, my chazda pakta tarti mekame chada, epa chada mekame tarti. Well, wait a second. Why would you switch around the shitos in two different prisos, where Rabbi Yossi seems to assume that yesh breira because of one source of lokeach yain miben akutim, where Rabbi Yossi says ein breira? I would think that if you have the majority of sources tell you that Rabbi Yossi holds yesh breira, that must be correct, and switch around to Rabbi Yossi shita in the case of lokeach yain miben akutim. So says the answer. Gemara, no, because ha vade ibchatanya. The brice about being mechal maaser sheni on the sela that you're going to pull out of your wallet, that for sure was incorrect. It was for sure a brisa that was meshubash, that was inaccurate. How do I know that? De katani seifa, because the seifa of that very same brisa then goes on to say, umod Rabbi Yossi bomer maaser sheishi b'toch beis yeh mechul al sela chadasha shetal biyadi min akis, that even Rabbi Yossi's moda that if you say the maaser sheni that I have back in my house should be mechulal on the sela chadasha that I'm going to pull out of my wallet, and you only have one sela chadasha, so that's not going to rely on breira, because shechilel, that for sure is going to be mechulal. So mitkamer hachash kil mechal da'asam lo chilel. From the fact that that's the case for Moda Rabbi Yossi, in the case where you have only one sela that you could have been talking about, that's when it's mechulal, seems like Rabbi Yossi holds ein breira, that if it had to rely on breira, then it would not work. So since we know that price is meshubeshes anyway, so that's why we'd rather make everything conform to what it says in the Mishnah or Brisa of Halokeach Yayin Mibein Akutim. So it says, well, wait a second. Hai Selech Hadasha Echidami. Let's focus on the safe of that Brisa. Selech Hadasha? What's the case of this Selech Hadasha that you're going to pull out of the kiss? Idi Katarti Tlas Diyesh Breira Hainu Kameisa. If there's more than one Selech Hadasha there, so then it's relying on Breira anyway, because you don't know which Sela you were talking about. Ela Delek Ela Chadasa. Obviously, it has to be that there was only one Selech Hadasha. Well, then, my Maitala. How does it say that Sel Chadash Shetala Biyadi? There's only one, so even while it's still in the wallet, you don't need to pull it out in order to say that it's going to be Mechulal. You know exactly which one it is, and it's already identified. So Aiditan Reshetala Tana Sefanami Tala Inafanami. You don't need to pull it out of the wallet in order for the Pidyon to be Chal when there's only one of them. But it just uses a consistent lashon from what it said in the Reisha. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss: is there anyone that does not hold of Breira when it comes to dinim drabanan? Who's the Tana that holds like the Brisa that we're about to quote that there's even that even on drabanans we don't rely on Breira? Did Tanya? Because after all, we have a Brisa that tells us Amar lechamisha. If you tell five people, Areini ma'ariv, I'm going to make an erev tchumen aleizem ekem she'ertza on whichever one that I want should go to outside the tchum. Ratzisi yelech, lo ratzisi, lo yelech. And if I decide that you should go outside the tchum, then the erev will be chal for you. Ratzam yibod yom. If the guy making the erev decides already before Shabbos starts that one of them should go on this trip, eruv ha'erev, then the erev is chal. But mishach ha'sheicha, if he only makes the decision after Shabbos started, ein eruv ha'erev. The erev is not going to be chal. So you see that the Tana holds ein breira even by eruv, which is only midrabanan. So we don't say that it's uvra l'mafreya that was the person who was making the erev for the whole time, and we don't rely on breira. So ishtik lam livlo midi. So Rav Nachman didn't answer Rava anything. He doesn't know who is this Tana that does not rely on breira even for dinim drabanan. So says the Gemara, v'leimile Tana tebeayahu. He should have just said that the Tana is going like Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Yehuda as quoted by Ayo, that ain't breira even by dinim of eruvin, which are drabanan. So lo shmile. He never heard of Rabbi Yehuda, of Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda, so he didn't know to quote it. Rav Yosef Amar Tanoi Shakalta Mi Alma. Why have we run out of Tanoim, out of potential candidates? You're unable to find the Tana that holds Ein Breira even by a drabanan. Tanoihi, it's a famous machlokas Tanoim. Ditanya, the Brisa tells us, if you put an eruv at the end of the Tchum Shabbos in a protected place and you leave it there for that evening. So for you leave it there to stay for the whole year and you make it Tanai. Hareini Marvel Shabbos Shal Kol Hashana. This eruv is safe. Nothing's going to happen to it, and therefore I want to rely on this for Shabbos throughout the whole year. Ratzisi Eilech, lo Ratzisi lo Eilech. If on Shabbos that I want to take a long walk, so I want the Erev to be Chal. And those that I don't want to take a long walk, I don't want the Erev to be Chal. So Ratzimi Bodiyom, if you decide on Erev Shabbos Eruv Erev, then it works. Misha Chashecha, but if you only decide after Shabbos starts, Rabbi Shimon Omer Eruv Erev, Rabbi Shimon says we can rely on Breira and it works. V'chavim Omerim, Ein Eruv Erev. And the Chavim say, no, it doesn't work. We cannot rely on Erev. So says Gemara, wait, let's focus on Rabbi Shimon for a second over here. Vashamil Rabbi Shimon de Lesley Breira. But Rabbi Shimon taught us, in the case of Lokeach Yayin Mibein Akutim, that he does not hold the Breira. So Kasha to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. Now we have a Stira in Rabbi Shimon. Ella, answer number one, April. Switch the gears on the Brisa, and you say that the Shita, the Chum, is that Yesh Breira, and Rabbi Shimon holds the Erev is not valid because of Ein Breira. So Rabbi Shimon is the one, is really the Tana that we're pointing out that holds Ein Breira even by Adin Drabanan. Well, my Kasha, says Gemara, why would Rabbi Yosef have a problem with the Stira Rabbi Shimon? It could be that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Breira by Dinim Daraisa. So by Truma, where Lokeach, which is the case of Truma, which is Daraisa, that's where he holds of, that's where he rejects Breira. But for a Din Drabanan like Erev, he holds of Breira. And so Gemara Ksav Rabbi Yosef, Mandisle Breira Losha Bedaraisa Losha Bedarabanan Isle, Mandisle Breira Losha Bedaraisa Losha Bedarabanan Lesle. Clearly, he's working with the assumption that if you hold of Breira, you hold it through and through. And if you reject Breira, you reject it through and through, regardless of whether it's a din daraisa or a din drabanan. Now the Gemara suggests another answer to the stira within Rabbi Shimon. Rava Amar Shaini Hasam Dubin and Rashis Shashira and Ekarin. That really Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Breira, like we said by the case of making an erev that should work for you year round. Aye, what about the Lokeach Yain Biben Akutim, where he said that you're not allowed to drink from it? That's because it's a special din by Trumas and Maestros, that when you take Truma, it says Rashis to God Chatirosh Mitzrecha Titin Lo, and we darshan Rashis that you need Shira and Ikarin, that whatever is not going to be Truma has to be clearly identifiable and recognizable. And if it's not, then it's not then it's not Truma. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says El Me'ata, Ha'il Fan of Shnei Rimonim, Shal Tevel, again Rimonim coming up. If you have two pomegranates that are Tevel, Va'amarim Yerduk Shama Yom Yezet Truma Al Zeh. If it rains today, let this one be Truma on that one. V'im Lo Yerduk Shama Yom yezet shumalzeh. And if it doesn't rain today, let the other one be truma on this one. Sachinan ben yerdu ben lo yerdu dein bedvarv klum. Should we say that regardless, it doesn't matter if it rains, it's not shira and ikarin, so the whole thing is no good. V'chitei machinami. And if you're going to say, yeah, in achinami, that's how it works. V'atanan homer trumas hakriyazel masrosu betocho trumas meisuzeh betocho. Rabbi Shimon homer kara shame, that if you take a pile of grain and you start identifying and saying that there should be truma and trumas meiser in here, then the afrosh is going to be chal, and over there also it's not shira and ikarim. So it says more shiny hasam dika svivav. No, over there it's different because you have the tavua that's in its immediate vicinity in the kri, so that's called shira and ikarim because you're saying that the truma should be bitocho, that in the middle of the kri. So the tavua that's on the edges of the kri is for sure chulin because it's not, it can't be identified as being in the middle. So that's called shira and ikarim because there's some part that's for sure chulin. Vibay same, or you could be miyashiv the sheet of Rabbi Shimon as follows, that really yesh preira. The reason he asks is by lokeich yain ben akutim is because the tani taima. Amar lo the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Meir, iat hamod shema yibaka anod. How can you be makel over here? Don't you agree? The vessel might break and you may never take truma nimtzu shos tevelim afreya, and then it will turn out you had tevel the whole time. Amar lahen l'kshe yibaka. He said, okay, so when that happens, I'll worry about it. Well, the ma'ida salkan adag meyakar to be in a reisha shishira and ikarin ma'ikam relay. And what was the argument if you hold that you need reisha shishira and ikarin hachikam relay? This is what they were telling Rabbi Meir. Lidi don be in reisha shishira and ikarin. We hold you need shira and ikarin, but lidi dach, you who disagree with that, iat hamod the shemi yibaka anot. Aren't you at least concerned? Shemi yibaka hamod v'nimtza shas tevelim lafreya. And it turns out that you were drinking tevel all the time. V'amalahan, and Rabbi Meir responds to answer up for his own shita. That when it happens, then I'll be concerned for that. But so long as the vessel hasn't broken, I don't have to be concerned. Shema Yibaka Hanod. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.